Starbane's Audio. The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Contact the best authorities. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is.
When you see something that's frightening, it looms large in the consciousness.
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
Random stories.
You got random stories?
Not about me, but just...
You better spit them out, because I started the episode.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. I'm moisturizing my cuticles over here.
Really?
Yeah. Used to bite my nails real bad.
Huh.
Bit my nails off. You see, I got a fucked up thumbnail. Look at that. Look how lumpy that thing is.
Dude.
Yeah. This one grew back. This has been like this for 30 years.
Huh.
I used to bite them. I used to peel the layers off of them.
Yeah, I peel mine.
Like, no, you know, like no, the fingernail itself is in layers.
Uh-huh.
And I like get a hold of the top layer and pull it back, so it's like a hangnail, but of the nail material.
Hmm.
Probably grossed a lot of people out right away. This is the first. This isn't even a minute in. Wow. We're not even a minute in.
Yeah.
We don't know that because we're in the future and we recorded these in the past.
That's true. I let Katie paint my toenails the other day.
Oh, I always got painted toenails. Yeah. Yeah.
She was just painted one foot.
Oh, really?
And now every time I'm in the shower and I look down, I'm like, ugh! Oh, that's my foot.
Oh, mine. I always have painted toenails. Usually for the first time I haven't in a while. And mine is always when I'm at the parking lot before a mountain bike ride with all these rad dudes, all these aggro dudes putting on full face helmets and everything. And I get out of the Jeep. I got flip flops on. I got, bright green toenails, which I guess I could fit. But then everybody with mountain biking always matches all their accessories. Like the grips match the pedals and it matches what they wear. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to feel bad about having painted toenails when you're like all full blown, like Barbie coordinated with your mountain bike shit. Cause I don't do that. I don't coordinate any of that. There's like this thing about having to have color coordination.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about mountain biking, so but I'm going to ask you about like street cycling. These street cyclists, you know, with the helmets and all the spandex gear. Do they make that type of gear that doesn't have ads and sponsors all over it?
I mean, sometimes it's a little bit of like a you wear a shirt from a record store.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, this is my bike shop.
Okay.
You know, so some of that is that.
I get that.
But other times it's...
Sometimes it looks like there's multiple sponsorships on these guys. And I'm like, are you pro?
It's like wearing a jersey of a team you like. You're playing basketball, but you're wearing a Jordan jersey.
Okay.
I think some of it's that. I never understood these guys that are trying to get better. I guess, you know, there's a program called Strava. It's an app and it judges your distance and your elevation gain and all this. And so people get locked into like trying to beat their time on that. Because my thing is like, if you're trying to exercise, why are you trying to be aerodynamic?
Yeah.
You should wear a fucking sail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear some resistance. Yeah. Get a parachute behind you. But I guess the whole thing is like these dickheads that just try to beat their time. And they're just... Those are the athletes. I'm not an athlete. I'm an enthusiast. The guys I ride with are all enthusiasts. It's always the best fun when we're like, it's the three of us, and there's always somebody in all their slick, you know, Lycra gear cruising by us, and we're on the side talking. The last time I was riding with a shout out to Dylan and Kevin, I think we did that last. I talked about that. We figured out how to hide a body.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about that? The chicken wire?
Wait, no. I don't know about that.
If you're going to drop a body in the water, you should wrap it in chicken wire.
Why?
Because then when the body expands, it'll pop the body. Otherwise, it'll float to the surface.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the kind of shit we talk about on bike rides when we pulled over for the fifth time.
It pops the body.
Well, it dissipates. Instead of it getting, you know, when a body bloats, it's getting filled with gas from things, and I guess that makes the body float to the surface.
You ever smelled a dead body?
No, not one that hasn't been prepared. Mm-hmm. I know you have.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. It's the one smell Dave doesn't want to talk about.
Ugh, it sticks with you.
Yeah. I mean, I've smelled dead animals, and it's a horrific smell. Yeah, we had a rabbit that died in a window well underneath our porch.
Oh.
And for the longest time, it was like we couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Oh.
We had to tear up the porch to get it.
Poor little rabbit.
Yeah.
We should mow him over. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah. This is 5 minutes in. 5 minutes in. Talked about hangnails and dead body smells.
Hey, speaking of...
not witches. We're not speaking of witches.
Speaking of which, talking about uniforms and outfits for exercising. Are you allowed to jog long distances without wearing those stupid fucking short shorts?
I think that's just you don't want that much shit rubbing around on you.
I don't care. I do.
I think all sports uniforms look dumb. So.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like the real short, and they're loose, and they got the slit up the side.
Yeah, because you don't want fucking anything. You like football. Do you think the absolute skin-tight pants on football are less awkward to look at than jogging shorts?
That's a decent point. Those guys are getting paid millions of dollars.
The shiny asses of pro footballers are less distracting than jogging shorts.
Those jogging shorts, man. I couldn't do it. Could you imagine?
I won't. I can't because I won't.
Oh, man. I'm going to get some.
I could, but I'm going
to. I'm going to get some.
You're going to sit across from me the way you're sitting right now?
Uh-huh.
Splayed out?
Yeah. Just balls flapping.
Man spreading?
Is it man spreading? That's what man spreading is?
I think there's a biological excuse that your fucking dick and balls are between your legs.
Hmm.
That's why it's easier for a man to sit with his arms crossed than a woman. So you're jamming your extra bits together.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it's right when you get a crowded bus or something. But there's a little more of like it's hot out and I'm letting my shit.
Yeah.
You know, if I see somebody, I'll wrap it up. But I get it. Mm-hmm. If I was in a window seat yesterday, a guy had a middle seat. He's a tall dude. I get that as he was like, you know, anytime I actually bumped him, he would like correct.
Uh-huh.
He'd correct himself and like, whoops, oops, shit, sorry.
Huh.
But otherwise, I was leaning over him. Take the space, buddy. I love the idea of mansplaining. Don't mansplain. Don't mansplain. Really? Because the main experience of mansplaining I've ever heard is my mom to me. So,
here's a question. Is it mansplaining if you fucking asked me a question?
No.
I got accused of mansplaining at a comedy show a few weeks ago.
From who?
Some girl. Some female comic. I didn't even really know her. Somebody was talking about Steak and Shake. She just wanted to know if Steak and Shake was 24 hours. She asked if Steak and Shake was 24 hours, and I explained to her that the one in Burbank closed at 11, and some of them are 24 hours, and some of them aren't, and she's like, thanks for mansplaining. I was like, you fucking asked me a question. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, she asked that.
She asked a question.
I want to default into like, wait, was she being funny?
No. And it's not like she asked somebody else a question, and we're in a group. There was like 3 or 4 comics hanging out, waiting to go up. And somebody mentioned something about dinner, and I'm going to go next door. The club I was at was next door to the Steak and Shake, and now they're 24 hours. And I was like, yeah, some of them are, but that one's not. Because I know for a fact that some of them are 24 hours. But that one, oddly, is not, because there's no drive-thru at that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of tucked into a little shopping area.
I didn't know they had a Steak and Shake over there.
Yeah, yeah, right up there near.
Love a Frisco melt.
Yeah, ooh, put that weird sauce on it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's good times. But yeah, she accused me of mansplaining. I was like, stick it up your fucking ass.
And then
you asked me
the question. You have to mansplain what mansplaining is to her.
Mm-hmm.
That was somebody had, that was like a Twitter joke, and I can't remember who had it. Like, put in the awkward position of explaining what mansplaining is to a woman. Yeah, no, if they ask the question, you give them an answer. That's just explaining.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's so damn sensitive.
It's explaining because I don't want to talk to you no more.
Yeah.
You're my ex-friend. No, it's called explaining because I don't want to see you no more.
Speaking of
this turned into The View.
Speaking of hamburgers and whatnot.
Speaking of hamburgers.
Dude, what's going on with the grilled cheese shops? Are they going out? There's a new one in my neighborhood.
Where?
Just somewhere down near where you used to live. I saw one the other day. Like Somewhere down there.
I mean, I like a grilled cheese. Don't get me wrong. But it is one of the things that, it, with my limited capabilities in the kitchen, I'm like,
yeah,
I can make one of those.
A fucking,
I made nachos yesterday.
Mentally challenged fourth grader can make a grilled cheese. That's like open up a shop, a cereal shop.
There's one of those.
Here's a bowl of cereal.
There's one of those.
Is there really?
I guess the only reason it was redeeming, somebody's like, oh, they have cereals from like other countries that you can, like, you can go and be okay. Like, it'd be like a beer place of like, or like the Gelco's soda pop shop over in Highland Park. You ever been there?
No, you've mentioned that. I've never been over there.
So I could see like, oh, I can have weird cereal from around, but I don't see the need for it being a
grilled cheese shop.
Special? I wonder if we should go once. Like, what if it is like, what if there's like something like, oh, you all got, I could pick from different kinds of breads.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try and sell you a grilled cheese shop.
All right, go ahead.
Like, what's your favorite bread?
My favorite bread, probably a good sourdough. San Francisco sourdough.
All right. They got,
as long as the crust's not too hard.
Okay. They got five different sourdoughs you could choose from.
Okay.
Are you excited about that?
Sure.
Five different sourdoughs. You're not buying five loaves of bread. All right. Now, cheese, is it like a 31 flavors? Like in my head, a grilled cheese shop would be like, I can make that, but it'd be like me at home making a scoop of ice cream. I'm putting like two scoops of vanilla in a bowl with some chocolate sauce. Mm-hmm. If you got a whole store, I want to see like 31 flavors. I want to see all kinds of ice cream. I'm not going to buy each one of these ice creams, but I'm that's what I'm thinking. Like, you're a cheese shop is what you are, but you're willing to toast and sandwichize the, you know.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sandwichize.
Sandwich is kind of its own verb already.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that's the case?
Huh.
Like, could I get some nasty-ass, Roquefort combined? Because I went to a cheese shop. I told you about that cheese shop thing. Rachel got me a gift certificate for my birthday to a cheese shop. And I was like, this is stinky cheese. I just like eating stinky cheese. What do you eat with? He's like, I would get a little bit of honey. And I drizzle honey on it to counter. I'm like, oh, shit. Hmm. And I sat here like a little prince with, oh, my God, with the almonds that start with an M. I want to say maraschino, but it's cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of Italian almonds with seasoning on them, with honey, with dried fruit, and just these fancy cheeses I was cutting off bits. Mm-hmm. I know that that's a super yuppie thing.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love fancy cheeses.
Yeah.
So what if this place has all the fanciest cheeses and you could fuck around like you're making a different type of sundae, you know? I'm devil's advocate right now. I think they're dumb as shit, too. Yeah. All these places that are just children's restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, all our food is shaped like dinosaurs.
I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy one of those sandwiches. It's just, I don't know, around here, too, like every like specialty food shop has like an attitude. Like, you're lucky that we even exist.
Yeah. That's why the cheese shop, they were just like more than happy. Like, can I try this? Absolutely. You know what? Try it with this. If you like this, you'll like this other one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like being at a winery.
Hmm.
And I was like, I appreciate this. Because, man, I love them cheeses.
Yeah, I guess I got to step up my cheese game. I did just make a big old batch of pimento cheese the other day, which that's really just cheddar and mayonnaise.
Isn't that like when I make chili, I just cook some chili and put other shit in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pimento cheese, we've talked about that before, but it's basically just shredded cheddar with mayonnaise and spices.
And it's delicious.
And pimentos, which is delicious. The pepper family. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, pimento's a pepper?
Yeah, it's in the pepper family. It's like basically it's the same thing as a red pepper, red bell pepper. I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but it's close enough.
All right.
Because even in a recipe, if you can't find pimentos.
I've never had a pimento not in a loaf or a cheese.
Yeah, they come in little bitty jars, and they're really diced up, little bitty squares, little cubes. But if you want to make pimento cheese and you can't find pimentos, just get a red bell pepper, chop that shit up, saute it, a little butter, olive oil, get a little char on it, and boom, there you go. Throw that into the mix with some cream cheese and mayonnaise and fucking red wine vinegar and smoked paprika and salt and pepper.
We just came from lunch not long ago. I'm hungry again. I'm going to make another plate of nachos.
Yeah. Nothing better than a pimento cheese sandwich on cheap-ass white bread. Just some fucking Wonder Bread and some pimento cheese. Oh, boy.
I do. I love the. I know that's like the worst bread for you. I love a Wonder Bread. Soft, squishy, spongy.
My favorite Wonder sandwich bread. In the world.
Wondrous bread.
Is fucking cold honey baked ham. Leftover honey baked ham.
All right.
Cheap ass fucking white Wonder Bread and some real good mayonnaise. Maybe some Duke's mayo.
I got that sitting over there.
Cold honey baked ham. Good Duke's
friend
mayo.
Gave me a jar of that Duke's mayo.
Mm-hmm. And shitty white bread. It's the best sandwich in the world.
I mean, we've covered sandwiches pretty extensively.
Yeah, I like a good sandwich, man.
I miss cold cuts. Mm-hmm. As much as I wish I could say I miss steaks or something like that, God damn, I love cold cuts.
Is that the number one meat you miss?
No, I mean, it's different categories about everything. I miss a fried chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, I miss that. Steak is always a tasty thing to have. Ham? Get the fuck out of here. I love a ham steak. We've talked about that. But as far as around the house, we talked about that cheap, shitty budding ham, that 79-cent package.
Is that your favorite?
It's basically cat food for people, and I love it. I love it.
Really good salami and mayo and cheap white bread?
Yeah.
Ooh,
boy. Yeah.
I don't even need cheese for that.
No, salami, mayo, and white bread.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. That's a straight up prison sandwich. And I'll eat it. That's what I got I got one jailhouse bologna sandwich in my life, and it was so gross.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I told a story about getting arrested at the Halloween party when I was like 19.
What for? What'd you get arrested for?
My friend stole a mirror.
I don't know if I remember that.
It's a long story for another time, but okay. I spent the night in the drunk tank.
Is that the only time you spend the night in jail?
No.
No.
I got two nights. No. I got the night I got the DUI, and I got this other night. But, they came around in the morning when it was like you think you like shitty white bread, but then you get jail white bread.
Yeah.
And the bologna was clearly off just a log that they kind of weren't looking at when they hit with whatever not sharp utensil. So I got like this.
So they had to slice it themselves.
Oh, yeah. I got like
that's some old school shit.
I got like a wedge cut slice of bologna on bread.
So they used to do it at the general store.
This was very much that. And I remember walking back to my dorm and just hungover and just disappointed in myself. Like if you're like, you know, when like, oh, my mom's gonna be disappointed in me, or I let other, but when you've disappointed yourself,
yeah,
like when you're like, I'm trash, like that's the theme of comedy right now is boy, aren't I garbage.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of people play it up for the idea of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, but you're not that embarrassed, you know, you got redeeming quote. But there's have you ever had one of those days you're like, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. I'm an absolute piece of shit because I was walking back to my dorm room after getting arrested, and it was my mom's birthday.
Aww.
And I knew, I'm like, I got to tell my mom stuff. At that age, like we were talking about how Catholic guilt, like I would tell my mom everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to wish her happy birthday, and I can't hide this fact. Like I got arrested. But I had this bologna sandwich, and it was so gross. I was so hungover and hungry. And I still couldn't eat it, but I was afraid to litter because I just got arrested. So I like tucked it way in a bush.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that sucks, buddy.
But that didn't ruin no bologna for me. I love bologna.
You know what the best bologna is? Go to the grocery store.
Give me the
store.
Best bologna.
This is the best bologna you're ever going to have. Go to the grocery store. Go to the deli department and have them grab you a big old wedge of boar's head bologna.
People love that boar's head.
Boar's head beef bologna sliced thin. Oh, boy.
That's the Nike. That's the Nike of
that is good shit.
Of lunch meats.
That is good. We would have that every now and then when I was a kid. Like, I guess if my dad got like a bonus on his paycheck or something, he'd come home with that boar's head. And we'd be like, yeah, Oscar
Mayer. But if it's bologna anyway, isn't bologna...
That's kind of the irony.
Oscar Mayer was my fucking main man. Oscar Mayer was my main man.
But the concept...
Carl Budding. Oscar Mayer and Carl Budding.
Yeah.
If I had to pick wingmen for me when I was 7 years old, you want to give me a Mount Rushmore when I was 7 years old. Carl Budding, Oscar Mayer, Dick Portillo. And then, I don't know, probably whoever invented Pizza Hut, because that's what I had at the time.
But the Boar's Head was so good, or at least psychologically, we thought it was so much better because they would slice it for you. It wasn't that pre-sliced, pre-packaged shit. This is the fresh deli stuff.
My buddy, his dad owned a deli and worked there on the off days. And he was telling me one day, like, those big deli slicers, he's got one in his house.
That's what I want. I want one of those. Kramer got one in Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, my buddy's got one, and I think he's got one, and he wanted to make one of his rooms just a meat curing room in the basement. He's got four kids. Like, your kids need the room. You can't just have one room. And also, how do you just leave it open? You live in Michigan. There's raccoons. They're going to come in and eat your salamis. But he said one day he's working at the deli, and he's busy, and some guy was being a dick, and he was just shaving ham on the thing. And so he's getting this thin shaved ham, and this guy's being a dick. He's a big bald guy, and the scale's up on the counter, right? And he's like, I want 2 pounds. All right, fine. Fuck it. He's shaving it, and he just tosses it on the scale, and just one like slice of ham flies off and just slaps and sticks on the guy's forehead. And he's like, I lost my shit. He's like, I'm sorry. I laugh my ass off in this guy's face because he's just so pissed, and he just sees a piece of ham fly off the scale and slap him flat in his head. And he's like, I was done. He's like, I told my dad, I'm done.
Oh, good times.
I was jealous of him having that, yeah.
Dude, that's really, like, I keep fantasizing about.
There's got to be a smaller scale one.
There's got to be, yeah. But did I tell you, Katie got me a fucking mixer, a KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah.
This is like the Rolls Royce of mixers. I don't even bake a ton, mm-hmm. but, like, it's the high-powered.
With the Captain Hook thing hanging into it?
Yeah.
Man, we had one of those at the pizza place, and I was scared of it.
Yeah, this thing's badass. And I don't have them yet, but you can get these attachments, like a meat grinder attachment, pasta maker attachment.
They had it for the dough at the pizza place, and that was, like, that had some horsepower.
Yeah, yeah, this thing's got, it's got 10 speeds.
Some torque, yeah.
There's 10 different speeds. But anyway, so I got that now set up on the counter, but our apartment and our kitchen's just too small to have all this shit. But, like, my next place, if I'm lucky enough to have a kitchen big enough, I'm going to have all my, like, cool kitchen appliances up. But I definitely want a commercial-grade deli slicer.
Do you want the panini press I got here?
Sure.
I'm not eating meat. Rachel's not eating carbs.
Yeah? You got a panini press?
Yeah.
Basically a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, but it's big. You can use it as a stovetop grill.
Okay. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
We made sandwich. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I'm not using it.
That's a shame. Anyway, so what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Oh, boy. So much has happened.
What you been up
to? Since last time. Since the amazing audio quality. Have I been blowing out the whole last episode?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Are you okay?
Let me finally do a sound check. Now that we're an hour and 20 minutes. Or what? Well, we're 20 minutes. And, yeah, right.
Yeah. Check, check. Hey, check everybody, check.
I mean, we don't go to a studio because we feel it would kind of...
Keeping it real.
Yeah, we feel like it would kind of throttle some of the magic.
It would. You know, magic.
But I feel like if we're in a studio, then there's like a foreigner. Like from another country, but there's an outsider. You don't understand. Mexicans are taking all the producing jobs here in L.A.
Foreigner. That's a funny word.
You know, you got a third party.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we're fun to each other.
Yeah, yeah, we are fun.
What the fact that an outside listener, at no point do we realize that anybody listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
That's the only saving grace we have. If we knew that somebody was right there listening to us, it'd all go to hell.
We'd clam up.
But if people want the video component and stuff, I don't know if we got to be in a studio. Like I've said before, it'll turn into Wayne's World 2.
Well, we just turn this place into the studio. That's what we do.
Or not Wayne's World 2, but it'll turn into Wayne's World when they get the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Or we make this room the studio. We make the sleep apnea den the studio.
Dude, we both share the same issue right now.
I want a third party to come in here where I have an extra bed, and then there's just cameras set up. And I'm like, yeah, you can sleep over. It's cool.
Just a guy over there.
Yeah.
With the soundboard.
Yeah, I just got cameras in each corner. I got GoPros all over the place.
Dude, I noticed your breathe right strips in there.
Yeah.
I've been doing the breathe right strips. Extra strength. They're twice as wide. They're big. And they really flare those nostrils open. Rip. They rip that nostril open. They're
giving me zips.
Yeah, and I get this weird little glue
clogging up,
residue
clogging
shit.
Up my pores. But, and they don't work. I've been using a sleep app. I'm maxing out.
The extra strength. Try the extra strength. Everything about... I'm why extra strength was invented. Last week I was talking about the soap. Like, just, you know, I max it out, man. But you try the extra strength breathe right strips. It'll cut down on your snoring.
Look at that. Look. All right.
Katie always wakes me up. She's like, you're snoring. And I'm like, sorry.
I'm showing, I use the snore app.
What am I supposed to do?
I know. I'm showing you the snore app. Well, this is what we, that's why we have an extra bed. Look at it. The orange is epic. Look at it. I'm past epic on that.
Wow.
Maybe we can get, let's get some samples.
Oh, does it record?
Yeah.
Let's hear.
All right. Well, this is part of it. Now this is only yellow. This is just loud. This isn't even to the...
Sawing logs.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, it calms for a minute. Uh-oh, what's coming? There, it's heaving.
Dude. Oh. Yeah. Ooh, look at that. It was aggressive.
I can't expect somebody to sleep. It's like sleeping next to a wild animal. Oh, no.
Oh. Jesus.
It's like sleeping in a bear cage. Jesus Christ. I've maxed out the little sample bar. Oh. It can't go higher.
Oh, damn.
And that's just constant. That's going for like 45 minutes. And then it looks like it drops off. Oh, anyway. I can't expect somebody to have a good night's sleep next to that. She's got earplugs.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing the breathe rights. And it's not doing it.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Man, she's probably going to be pissed for me saying this. The other night, Katie farted so loud it woke me up out of a dead sleep. Like, it sounded like a goddamn tugboat. It woke me up. I thought someone was breaking into the house.
I'm trying to snore over here. Would you close your asshole?
So that's the only thing I got on her now. She's always bitching at me for snoring. Like, yeah, well, you fart like you're mad. She got angry farts.
She beefed one at you.
Yeah.
Does she eat like an athlete?
Yeah, she eats. She's out of fucking control, man. I got a bit about this. I won't do the bit verbatim, but like we both will smoke a little weed and get the munchies. And she's got the appetite of a fucking racehorse.
But she works out all the time.
Exactly. But she'll binge eat, but still keep it healthy. So she binge eats fruit.
Oh,
she had a box of figs the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's
She's eating just fucking dried papaya and apples and bananas and shit are fucking hack. She's a fruit snob.
Well, no.
She's eating goddamn those pomegranates and persimmons.
But when you realize there's more fruit out there than your basic shit, and like, oh, man, there's a lot of great fruit.
Oh, yeah. She's into it. She knows the seasons.
You ever get those mangoes with the chili spice on them?
Yes, around here they do at the stands. Yes, that's good stuff.
You're right by a guy. He does the fruit stand at the corner of the Bank of America. By Gingergrass?
Yes.
By the library?
That's where I've had those. That's where I got those.
That guy gets, you get a good old just bucket of fruit with all the chili spices on it.
But she knows the seasons. Oh, I can't wait till April. It's pomegranate season. And she knows all the farmer's markets and shit. But
well.
She's always eating her fruit. I'm just like, can we just get a pizza?
I mean, you guys are working it out. Mm-hmm. So are we with the separate beds.
It is funny.
Yeah, you know, cohabitation. It's a
you use all those pillows.
Well, we got new,
four big pillows.
Well, we got new pillows for the other beds. We got holdover pillows here.
What's the obsession with the pillows?
Well, those aren't throw pillows. Those are regular pillows.
No, but you don't need four for that little bed.
Well, because they were leftovers from that bed. We had too many over there, but instead of throwing them out, we'll put them in here. I need a hugging pillow.
I live by myself. I had one pillow. That's all I needed.
Yeah, in a van. Mm-hmm. You don't have room for other pillows.
That's a problem.
I need a hugging pillow. I want two pillows for my head to position how I want, and I need one for my side what to keep an arm upright. If I'm on my side, I don't want my arm just laying across my body all slack. Mm-hmm. I keep it up. I got a hugging pillow.
You know what I'll do sometimes? I'll throw a pillow between my legs.
Well, this is getting personal.
It's fun, you know. Keep just something between the knees. You know, I'm not saying I'm humping it or anything, but
okay,
you throw a pillow between the knees.
You looked at me right in the eyes when you said that, Dave. You looked at me. You looked straight down the barrel with that one. Now I'm uncomfortable. We've got a half hour more. We're already a half hour in. We didn't even get to the topic last week. We were going to save it for this week. 30 minutes, we're only talking about you trying to throw your dick up a fucking pillow. Like that dude. What's that my favorite pillow guy?
That infomercial? Right,
guy's like intense about those pillows.
Not for humping, just for snuggling.
Nobody's weird. You know the jokes.
Nobody's weird.
He knows the bits.
Should we get into it?
I don't mind having pillows for making yourself comfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll put one on top of myself.
What do you mean?
Just like if I'm laying on my back, I like have it there and holding it. I just hug them. I just hug the pillows.
Huh. I would like a full body pillow shaped like a human dummy.
I've been telling the terrifying Randy story on stage again.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I dusted that one off.
You like Halloween?
Been dusting that one off.
I would like to have a Randy. I would snuggle with a Randy.
Randy was for...
What'd y'all do with that?
I think that was just for dry humps. I think I wound up hiding it in a blanket and putting it in a dumpster. Come out to a live show if you want to see what that's all about.
Where was that? What gas station was that? That the guy?
He was just parked on the sidewalk.
Oh, I thought you were like walking through a 7-Eleven parking lot or something.
No, I was coming back from 7-Eleven on Vermont.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Way back.
Vermont and Franklin?
Yeah, just be north of Vermont and Franklin. I think it was like, I lived off Ambrose. So that was
behind the
courtyard. Yeah. So, yeah, that was in that area. But, yeah, you can come out to a show.
Did he just give it to you, or did you have to pay for it?
I bought it for some change.
How much?
Just whatever was left over from my cigarettes.
And what was it again, though? Like, what was its original purpose?
It was clearly like a it was said lovable huggables on the shorts. It was clearly like a joke thing you might have bought. Like, instead of a blow-up doll, it was clearly like a joke doll, but like a life-size man, plush man.
Do you have a face?
Yeah.
Like
the most Japanese anime eye. It was like more of like a printed on face. Like it wasn't three dimensional, but he had hair and a chest and abs and stuff.
Did he have a little...
No, there's no junk.
No toy dong?
No. That's why I had shorts on.
Well, never mind.
He was just for hugging. He literally was just for hugging, not for humping.
Oh, God. That's great.
Anyway, speaking of the singularity.
Yeah.
Speaking of technology being more than humans can handle.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that what we're talking about?
I think so. Let's get into it, man. Last week we started to talk about it and we got sidetracked.
This week we're starting to talk about it too. We didn't even get sidetracked. We had no track to begin with.
Just to refresh, singularity is a term used to describe a hypothetical moment in time when
Listen up, suckers.
When artificial intelligence and other technologies have become so advanced that humanity undergoes a dramatic and irreversible change. So, basically, when are the robots going to take over? That's the question on everybody's mind. Some people think it's essentially it's going to happen in the next 20 to 40 years.
Well, let's also talk about, because 2 years ago we dusted off this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And just in 2 years, what's happened?
All kinds of stuff, man.
I feel like everybody has a Tesla car. Now. We'll get to it. All right. Sorry. You're steering the ship.
No, that's fine. Yeah, everybody's got the Tesla car. People have mixed feelings about it. In one way, it's good. It's making technology is making our lives easier. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, it's putting a lot of people out of work. You know, so even you go to McDonald's now, they have those kiosks, which I like. I like to just type in the kiosk and then go pick it up. That way, you don't have somebody pissed off that you're there.
There's a lot of gross stuff on those kiosks.
Oh, what do you mean? Just the screens?
Just because, who else is touching it? Yeah, but honestly, they could have done the same thing on a study on an ATM 15 years ago.
Of course.
And you would have gotten the same result.
Yeah, or your own cell phone.
But that's my stuff. Yeah, but still, that's from my hands.
Still a lot of cooties. But
my cell phone looks feels like the bottom of a pizza box.
Ugh, just greasy.
Yeah, it's slippery.
Some people
ask, has your phone ever been so slippery? You're like, I'm gross. Like, you don't have an indication of why you're gross, but then your phone is just slimy, and you're like, that's been with me the whole time.
Yeah, that's
been in my possession.
Then I just wipe it off on my belly.
Yeah, that might be why.
Yeah. Some people might be asking, "Hey, Dave, is the singularity inevitable?"
They usually come to you.
I can't even walk down the street without people asking me that. Hey, Dave. Hey.
That Dave Stone. We better find out by the timeline.
I'm drunk as shit, by the way.
When do we hit ground zero for the singularity, Dave? Not now. I got a bag of Arby's.
You know how big my glass of whiskey is? I've been drinking it since last week.
They got the Arbinator now.
Do what now?
Remember how they tried to make the Baconator at Wendy's?
Well, they did make the Baconator.
Well, they made it, and it's too much. It's too much bacon. Now Arby's has the Arbinator.
Really?
Only because I saw a commercial for it.
Is it the roast beef sandwich with all the bacon?
It's just more of Arby's.
But is there bacon involved?
I don't know.
What's the Nader part?
It's more Arby's.
Oh.
It's like you get an Arby's.
Uh-huh.
I also watched Fargo the other night. The movie was on cable.
So good.
And when she's like, I'm getting Arby's. Oh, I got Arby's.
You got Arby's on me.
Yeah, it was real cute.
Gotta eat a breakfast.
They always eat. Anyway. But then I saw a commercial for the Arbinator.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into it.
Yeah, do some field research.
Let's talk about the singularity. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
I was just thinking, hey, Dave, when is the singularity going to be inevitable?
It's going to happen. A lot of people think mid-century. We're 20, 30 years away. Here's why it's inevitable. Human intelligence,
Take it from us when we talk about human intelligence.
We're as smart as we're going to be in a general sense, meaning, we could read more books, we could watch more documentaries, but our brain can only do so much.
No, it's like physical capabilities of human beings.
Exactly. And because human intelligence is fixed, meaning there's a ceiling to how intelligent we can be, unless we somehow merge our cognitive capabilities with machines. For example, Elon Musk is working on this neural lace startup thing. I don't quite understand the inner workings of it, but something to do.
The fact to go where you go from reading it and then you say thing, and that's when you start looking at me again. I'm like, oh shit, Dave's nailing this. And then you're like, this neural laced. you know, thing where it's like hanging out, and that's when you look at me again instead of looking at your computer. It's like he's got it. It sounds convincing.
I've got notes. I can read my own notes. Right, the key is to read straight from an article and pretend that I'm just kind of making it up.
The plagiarism monster with Kyle and Dave. Let me play some licensed music real quick.
Oh, God. But yeah, so the concept just like our brain can only
If you
so
don't
much.
Like it, take it up with Mac Weldon.
Mac Weldon. First, let me jump ahead to the concept of Moore's Law. We've talked about this at the best.
Yeah.
Moore's Law is just the concept that basically technology is going to double itself every 2 years.
Yeah, it grows exponentially.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. And eventually, like, that's It'll, just going to go through the roof.
Well, yeah.
I mean, technology. So that's why everybody's worried about the singularity. Like, oh, shit. It's coming. They're getting smarter and smarter. If you just do the math, if something multiplies by itself every 2 years.
Well, let's be honest. Neither one of us are doing math. But let me posit to you the idea that what if the solution is that it's the idea of biohacking and how people are hacking their own bodies with technology to improve their own capabilities.
Okay.
You know, what if the idea that you can improve your memory by creating a USB storage device for your own mind, which is basically what a USB is for your own computer. If you want, my computer's taking up space.
Like a flash drive.
The flash drive, yeah. But using that for your own mind.
Just stick a flash drive in your ear?
I mean, I got LASIK.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's just, they're just giving me LASIK to get my vision back to what normal human vision is, because I'm assuming that's what's within ethical standards. Mm-hmm. But what if somebody wanted to say like, hey, and this is the stuff I think that's already going on. Like I've said before, if they're already cloning pets, like you can pay to have your pet cloned, they're doing that shit with people. Mm-hmm. If you have LASIK now that you can go to a strip mall and somebody has access to the machinery to shoot lasers into your eyes to give you perfect vision for $1,200. They are doing some military level shit that's letting you see super long distances.
Yeah.
They're already doing that stuff. So they're already biohacking on that level. Mm-hmm. What if that's how you keep up with it? Now, just like maybe everybody with glasses is eventually going to get LASIK. Oh, what if everybody, saw something online like we got to stop trying to combat viruses with antibiotics because then the viruses learn how to beat the antibiotics. You got to get all that, like the nanotechnology, the super small robots that go in and destroy the cancer because they're robots. They can't fight that as a tiny machine. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the solution, that we embrace the technology for good. This is a very optimistic view. But that we embrace the technology for good and become one with it. That we're all some sort of humanoid creature going on in the future.
That's interesting.
And that the last regular human that's handling their shit normal will be like a fucking in a zoo enclosure. Mm. Okay. Look at this guy eats food with his mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at this old timer. Machine intelligence depends on algorithms, processing power, and memory. Processing power and memory have been growing at an exponential rate. As for algorithms, until now, we've been good at supplying machines with necessary algorithms.
I don't know what an algorithm is.
You don't know what an algorithm is? No. Yeah, you do. You know what an algorithm is. It's, an algorithm is like an equation. Like, for example, your Netflix. They have an algorithm based on what you've been viewing. They put that data into an algorithm and go, well, based on all your previous selections,
technological,
you're probably going to like
prediction.
These. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if that's – but yeah, that's kind of what it is.
That's good. I was trying to throw you under the bus a little bit.
Oh, that's fine.
You got it.
I fucking know what an algorithm is. But
why'd Dave beat the shit out of Kyle? Something about algorithms.
Algorithms until now, they've been good at supplying machines with necessary processing power and memory. Like, I don't know how to explain this, but like, basically, if a machine has enough memory and enough time, it will figure out how to multiply its own intelligence.
No, I understand what that. So, I understand what you're talking about.
So that's one of the concepts. That's one of the foundations.
And
of
it will
why
become more efficient in doing so as it goes along.
Yes.
And that's the singularity. Mm-hmm. It's the efficiency with which they will – the efficiency, speed, and accuracy with which they will be able to do this with.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to veer off real quick
just
ask you a question. And I got to be real delicate with this. Okay.
Honey-baked ham or – Black Forest.
We've talked about this a little bit in the past, and I got in trouble for quoting a Bill Burr joke that was insensitive. But it just made me think of it when you talk about like biohacking and like bionic parts and stuff.
Yeah,
this has been a thing for a few years, but now it's in the news again. Something to do with the Olympics about trans athletes transitioning and then competing in their new gender sports.
Yeah,
like. The old Bill Burr joke, I won't quote it because it offended somebody. But
yeah, but you're quoting a joke.
Well, exactly. That was my fucking logic, but not good enough. wasn't my idea, but hey, still. Anyway, his joke is about a trans person who used to be a dude and now transitioned to a woman, but she's fighting women's MMA, and she's still got 30 years of dude bones and muscles in her skeleton, and she's beating the shit out of everybody.
There's a biological difference between men and women.
So they're dealing with that with the Olympics stuff now. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, honest, nothing against trans folks. Do your thing. Live your life. Do whatever you want to do. But in terms of competing professionally and money and gold medals, like, it seems a little unfair that somebody who – was a dude for 30 years and has dude bones and dude muscles and dude whatever.
And you know what?
Is now competing against
women.
This
is such a go-to argument for anybody who wants to be pro or con trans rights. Mm-hmm. I think this is a very uniquely a sports-related issue, and sports people should sort it out. It's not indicative of the rest of the world. Like, I think people are using that argument. Like, oh, but it was she was a man for 30 years, and now she's just a woman, and she's beating the shit. I'm like, okay, that is only an issue with that sport.
Yeah.
Like, where else is that an issue that would matter to me?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for it with sports. Also, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, your sport is choosing to beat the shit out of each other. I don't give a fuck.
But if I was a female track star who spent my whole life trying to run as fast as I can, and then you have a trans person who used to be a dude and has those dude muscles and bones.
But just as the issue of trans in and of itself, I don't have answers for it, and it's not for me to sort out. Mm-hmm. Then you know what? I don't need to have an opinion for it. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. People feel they need to have an opinion for it. Tell me why it affects you, why you need to have an opinion. That's
great point.
And it sounds like I'm backing out. I truly feel like you tell me why you need to care about it, because I know I don't.
Well, I guess
and
what
I
I'm
don't
asking,
have an answer.
I guess what I'm asking you in a hypothetical sense is pretend you're sitting on the Olympic board of decision makers and blah, blah, blah.
And again, in my own life, I would have to be like, I don't care. I don't care about that stuff. I never cared about physical competition. The stuff I've been interested in has been a points-based individual, you know, rider type thing. And I guess if you're like, oh, if it's like BMX, but even then I'm not that involved. Like, I never cared about the competition, about like who was best according to a point system. It's the same thing with the Oscars or the Grammys. I don't give a shit about that stuff. None of that. It doesn't matter. I'm going to like what I like, and I'm glad people do what they do. The idea of athletic competition has been lost on me always. So I can't answer honestly.
Well, I guess I asked the wrong person.
But If it's the biohacking, that trans thing is, it's also psychological. And I think I would say that's a bit biohacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're using, you know, medical, maybe not medical technology, but, you know, medical advancements to become another gender. Right on. Maybe the issue would be the bathroom thing. That's what people, because I would have to use a public bathroom. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I never give a shit about that.
I've been going to DIY venues and stuff and every kind of place where women be like, women's line's too long, I'm going in here. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's on you. It's a gross place.
But, most of my late 30s, I use the bathroom outdoors. So what do I care?
Yeah, when it's a bathroom thing, and just, you know, my friend having the argument about like, oh, but what if you're, he's like, you don't have kids, you don't have daughters, got some guy in a dress that just wants to go in there and, you know, just.
Yeah, because that's his motivation.
No fucking molester has been waiting for the law to allow him to wear a dress to go be a pervert in a bathroom. If he's been a pervert, he hasn't been waiting for the law.
Yeah.
And also my friend had sons too. I'm like, perverts like boys too.
There's
like,
a lot of same-sex perversion going on
kind
with pedophilia.
What kind of worry do you have? If that's the case, you know, if you've got a young daughter, bring her in the men's room. And I'm sorry, you take her in a stall, and I would guarantee that the men in there would be respectful of the fact that you're taking your little girl to go to the bathroom because you're out with your daughter,
yeah. And
they should be decent people about it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's standing 4 feet away from the urinal, fucking, you know, garden hosing their dick around in a circle, going full Popeye lawn sprinkler with this shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was just curious about that since that's been in the news, and like it has nothing to do with my opinion on trans folks, but no. It's just in.
But the fact that everybody has to have an opinion on trans folks, like, why do you have to have an opinion?
Yeah.
Why do you have to, what, how is it truly bothering you?
Well, it doesn't bother me. I'm saying in a hypothetical context, the other competitors, I could see how they'd be like, hey, this isn't quite fair.
Yeah, and that's, you know what? I don't think it's fair either, but. Do I care about the sport?
Mm-hmm.
Am I involved in the sport? Any of that stuff? Not at all. So you guys, sort it out. I got no insight for you.
Yep.
For once in the entire world, you know, can people be like, oh, I have no dog in this fight? Why am I weighing in?
Yeah. That being said, congrats to, there's a lady, young lady named Toni Harris. First woman football player to ever receive a full college scholarship. She's mm-hmm. going to Central Methodist University. She plays defensive back. She's a female mm-hmm. playing men's college football, and apparently she's really good.
What position is she?
She's defensive back. She guards the wide receivers.
Okay.
And
I remember we had a girl playing football in my high school, and everybody's like, she wants attention, this and that, but then looking back, it's like, oh, yeah, well, we were all high schoolers that didn't know shit.
Yeah.
And she was probably far ahead of her time, you know, with women's rights.
Yeah. So that's like the opposite of what we're talking about. Like, this is a female playing against men, and she's succeeding. So kudos to her.
Well, because I read bike news, and someone's like, some women's race, they had to stop a women's bike race because she caught up to the male riders, like the lead of the, because they started it. They'll stagger the races, and she actually caught it.
Good for her.
I mean, yeah, women's, like, personally, like, there was, like, a women's Jackass. I forget what they were called.
Really?
Like the show Jackass.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
But the problem was, like, I was like, yeah, nobody wants to see women get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't that, like, it was sexist and this and that. Like you watch guys make a bad decision and get hurt. It's like, yeah, take that, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman doing it, there's always like, oh, you're supposed to know better.
Yeah.
And where that's, I guess, sexist, but also in a, there's like, what's the, how do you split the difference between chivalry and sexism? Like, can you
question.
Be a feminist? Can you be a male feminist, but still be chivalrous? I mean, that's the bad joke about, oh, dudes open the door, fuck you, I could do it myself, and stuff like that's the fake argument that people make
mm-hmm.
against feminism. But how can you split the difference? Like, oh, and all like a female football player. I'm like, ah, I'm worried about her. Then I'm worried about dudes on the team being like, oh, fucking show her, you know?
Yeah, like targeting her.
Well, whereas at least like I always look at skateboarding or BMX, and without knowing further, it seems like people's like, oh, yeah, here's the women's category, and they support them. Like, fucking right on.
Yeah.
Fuck all these dudes out here. And it's still, because it's a solo, you're competing against other people with points, but yourself to do the best trick you can.
Yeah.
And it seems from what I pick up online that it's a more supportive community, but I could be wildly wrong.
All right, back to AI. Back to the singularity. This happened recently. Facebook headquarters. Facebook shut down an artificial intelligence engine. They created some sort of engine, artificial AI engine. They shut it down after developers discovered that the AI had created its own unique language that humans couldn't understand. Researchers at the Facebook AI Research Lab, they found that the chatbots had deviated from the script and were communicating with each other in a new language developed without human input. That's it starting.
Well, that's
the beginning.
What happens when the robots realize that the faulty part of the program is the human input? Not knowing it's a human being input, but it's whenever this terminal enters codes that jumbles up our mission.
Yeah.
Well, let's just eliminate it. Now, it'll start off by just ignoring the code. But that, okay, what happened? That's War Games.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
long
the thing.
Time ago.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's been me. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. But that wasn't that the whole essence of that? It's like, oh, no, I'm just going to ignore. You're not using logic.
Mm-hmm.
You're using emotion. And I'm, by logic, this thing's threatening me, so I will return a threat.
Mm-hmm. But that's crazy that this AI engine was able to just, without any input from the humans, developed its own language, and they were communicating with each other. So I think the Facebook people figured out what was going on, and they pulled the plug on it. But, like, that's creepy.
Well, this is not quite the singularity issue, more of a surveillance thing, but people talk about how, like, the whole 10-year challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Idea was used to use. Okay, we were talking
about voluntarily give up that facial recognition.
And what was it? Who just had devices? Was it Google devices or was some other devices that found out they had microphones attached to them that were always active that they got in trouble with?
Hmm.
I mean, we talked about that too. The fact that if you don't turn off, I mean, I think even if you turn off the microphone option on your phone, it's still listening.
Yeah.
We prove that with the ads and everything. Yeah. You'll find that out on your own.
Yeah. We tried to do our own little experiment, and you didn't realize I was trying to do the experiment. A couple of years ago, I texted you and I said, "Hey, Kyle, you were talking about visiting Switzerland.
Oh yeah,
I'd like to visit Switzerland."
I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
And I was hoping that we'd start getting ads for Switzerland.
Keep calling it Switzerland also.
It's fun.
Switzerland.
Going to Switzerland.
You know, where Swisher Sweets. That doesn't even make sense now. Ugh, this thing.
I'm all out of whiskey.
Like it fell off the rails.
Here's some shit, Kyle. Robot kills worker at Volkswagen plant in Germany. Did you hear about that shit a couple years ago?
Well, what's robot versus a machine?
No, these are fucking robots, dude.
Why?
I don't know why.
Well, because even in the 80s when you saw, like, oh, look at the arm swing over and weld the hinge, you know.
22-year-old German worker who was a technician installing a stationary robot.
So close to Switzerland.
Which is programmed to complete a series of tasks in the assembly process by grabbing parts and manipulating them. Incident occurred at the factory in Bonatal, Germany, where they assemble car components
for
the plants.
Grab parts and manipulate them.
The robot grabbed and crushed the technician against a metal plate. He was rushed to a nearby hospital, later died of his injuries. Volkswagen has not released his name, blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
But was he standing in the way of the thing's tasks? I mean, that's like like getting sucked into a conveyor belt to me, if that's all it is.
That's true.
It's not like the robot's like, I don't like this guy.
Well, I don't know. Another thing happened in Michigan.
Augustus has given me the side eye.
Oh, man, this shit won't load. Come on, dude. Load it up.
Use a different
Anyway.
Talking about robots killing people, and we can't even get this one to work to give us the internet.
Robot killed a factory worker in Michigan.
More then, car stuff?
Yeah. No, this wasn't a car. You would think car being Michigan, but it wasn't. It was some other factory. Damn it. Now my shit ain't working.
What's your Wi-Fi? Which one are you using?
I don't know.
Use Peebus.
Peebus?
Peebus. Use Peebus 2.
Peebus 2?
Yeah, that's the one that's over here.
Peebus. Why Peebus?
That's the whole thing.
What do I do there?
It's a Dewey P. Dribbles.
Yeah, I'll let you type it in.
I shouldn't have said that.
But get this shit, Kyle. Now.
Yeah, go off book.
We don't know if this is true or not. But about a year and a half ago, there's a rumor going around. We've talked about Linda Moulton Howe. She's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I always hear her on Coast to Coast.
She seems fine. She seems cool.
She seems a little dingy.
You think she's a little Yahoo?
Coast to Coast, man. I keep my subscription because it's always, like, it's entered pure sketch comedy at this point.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they're fully right-leaning.
Yeah.
Which then, because they're right-leaning, not working? No. Still not working? God damn, it says it's going.
I don't know what's happening.
Because they're so right leaning, it undermines. Like, I don't know, man. It's too kooky for my own taste. It's great, and I listen to it at night. I listen to some and it's so easy for me to fall asleep because I'm like, well, this guy's full of shit. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's somebody that has an interesting angle or like a realistic take, I want to stay up and listen to it. Mm-hmm. But it's fucking mostly dinglings.
Get this shit. All right, Linda Moulton Howe, she claims that she has firsthand information, albeit hearsay.
Then that's not information.
Well, she thinks she has information.
Then that's the opposite of information is hearsay.
Let me get the headline out. She has information that she claims that in 2017 in Japan at a scientific research facility involving robots, that a robot went fucking AWOL, not AWOL, went rogue and killed 29 scientists.
You can't just say robot and then not describe what the robot was. The robot a gun?
No. It was a robot.
What, a fucking robot, arms and legs on display at the technology conference, went and choked 20 people.
Didn't choke, it shot. It shot a gun.
So it was a robot with a gun.
It's a robot with a gun.
Who gave that? So it was a military robot designed to kill people. Absolutely. Otherwise, why would it have a gun?
Absolutely. It was a military robot.
Designed to kill people.
Yeah.
And so one glitch made it do its job.
Yeah.
That's not crazy.
There was
it's
four
either
robots.
Untrue or of course it happened.
There was four robots involved. The people on the scene, they deactivated three of the robots. They deactivated the fourth robot. And it somehow used satellites and shot info back and forth and figured out how to fix itself.
But that's like saying that's like a nuclear reactor melting down. That's just a breakdown in technology. I don't think it's a robot going, I'm sentient and the human beings are my enemy. Was it 20 people and it shot 20 bullets and hit each of them in a precise manner for murder, or was it a gun-laden robot that just started shooting everywhere and 20 people were surrounding it trying to fix it?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's why.
She claims she has contact with a former Marine who now works for the CIA or the DIA or something, and that he got wind of this story and he told her 29 Japanese scientist died at the hands of a robot.
She's got a brain like a ball pit. She's got nothing going on up there. Every interview, she's like further and further on the outskirts.
All right, we're talking about...
What are we talking about?
Talking about singularity and how it's coming. Here's some reasons why some people think the singularity ain't coming. All right? Some scientists think it's all a bunch of hogwash. It's a bunch of malarkey. One of the arguments is intelligence is multidimensional. Therefore, AGI, or Artificial General Intelligence, will simply be different, not superior, to human intelligence. This is true, and human intelligence is also different than animal intelligence. Some animals are capable of amazing mental feats, like squirrels remembering where they hid hundreds of nuts for months. However, these differences don't stop humans from achieving far more than any other species in terms of many typical measurements of success. For example, humans are the species that contribute most to the biomass on the globe. So, meaning they think like, all right, yeah, robots are super fucking smart, but they're not going to be able to operate on a multi-dimensional level the way a human might.
I don't know. I think that's a safe assessment.
You think that's true?
What's happening now? Think about what's happening now that we're just accepting. Like the fact that, I want to use my credit card information to order something through my phone, but I don't remember it. Just use your thumbprint. And I was so willing to do that. Mm-hmm. Like my thumb. Remember when fingerprints were the idea, I had to get my fingerprints taken as a child in case I get kidnapped. This is the only way they'll find me. And I'm just giving it to a fucking pizza place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or Apple. If somebody wants to hack, again, these massive hacks, like we'll just hack Apple. Mm-hmm. Cool. Here's your credit cards. Here's this. Like the old days when people would blow up a bank to eliminate debt. You could be a crazy maniac for good,
mm-hmm,
and hack into credit cards and destroy the credit card companies all Fight Club style.
That's true.
But nobody seems to be wanting to do that. And also, if anybody, the people that receive the money will always have backups. Like, there's no way that somebody would hack Chase Bank and then Chase Bank would take a shit and then everybody's debt would be free.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always, the government bailed them out.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you accepting of right now? Like, a GPS map. Like, I'm so happy for GPS. Mm-hmm. I love, thank God. Oh,
what,
yeah,
do you mean accepting of, like,
just trusting, cool of, with? Trusting of technology.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously trust GPS.
And for, but not realizing that all your movements are known.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, there's that thought of like, well, if you got nothing to hide, who cares? It's like, it's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's about just a basic level of privacy, a basic level of like, I want to, I could see that, I understand that. Like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, what? I'm not doing anything wrong, so who cares if you know where I am? Mm-hmm. I just don't want somebody to know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because I don't trust the government to, mm-hmm, not be like, oh, we need a scapegoat for a thing who was in the same place at the same time. Ooh. That's why.
Yeah.
I know I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't trust any kind of governing body or just anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or just wait till technology is like, somebody's like, well, we can hack their GPS. We can hack GPS and find out who else was in the area to blame this crime on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's more of it. Like, I don't want that available. It's already available. Mm-hmm. If you have your phone with you, they know.
Yeah. No, I agree. Dude, check this shit out.
All right, let me check
look
it out.
Look at this nice young lady. This nice Chinese young lady. Isn't she attractive?
That's a robot.
Isn't she cute?
I know she's a robot. I can tell.
Look how fucking real she looks, though. This is Jia Jia. The Jia Jia robot from China. This is fairly new. And she looks so fucking real.
Oh, God.
Listeners,
so
Google
up.
Jia Jia, and that's J-I-A. 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 Do it twice. Jia Jia.
What's interactive about it?
She just knows all kinds of shit. She knows what's going on.
There's people taking a selfie.
I like this one here. Look at this crazy bastard here.
I think this is a three-parter, mostly because we've only talked about the subject 20 minutes each in the last two episodes.
Think it's a three-parter?
I can go on for this. I'll make the whole podcast that you get through technology about this.
Did we talk about the Atlas robot last time?
You know what's the one safe haven is that we will not be tracked by the CIA for cracking any new information.
No, you don't think so?
I mean, I think I solved the D.B. Cooper case. But
that's true.
Nobody's come. Nobody. I haven't seen any people following me around about that.
Look at this Atlas motherfucker. Boston Dynamics. Mm-hmm. Look at this guy. He's doing parkour.
Love that Boston Dynamics is up there for robotics.
Dad, it's fucking wicked piss, a robot.
We got a fucking robot. What do you want to do? You want to fuck around?
He's jumping off a box.
You want to fuck around after a Red Sox game?
Fuck,
we got this thing. This thing will take out you and your 10 fucking friends, and this thing can fall off a lamppost after we win the pennant and live for another 100 fucking years.
I like these videos where they show
Boston Dynamics.
They show how agile and how much balance this thing has, and it's just guys poking it with a hockey stick.
We're gonna win so many rings. We're gonna come up with a new hand with extra fucking fingers. I don't know what accent that is at all.
Beena 48 is a new robot. This robot.
Beener 48. Beena. That's racist.
Beena 48. Is this African-American female robot that's modeled after its creator's wife. And she's,
how is it African and American if it's a robot?
Well, I mean,
that's a black robot.
They're making her look like an African-American
Well, lady. You don't know. That's got no country of origin. Therefore,
well, of course not.
It's got no country of origin, therefore no race. If it's a robot, it doesn't have a race.
It's modeled after.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when does, okay, you want to talk about AI. When robots are fucking robots, mm-hmm. How do you give them a human heritage?
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, Kyle, because we haven't talked about Sophia. Sophia is a robot, and she's famous. She's been on all the talk shows. Yeah, we can
maybe do three episodes today if we want to talk about this.
Sophia was made a citizen of Saudi Arabia. A robot was made.
Yeah, but they're filled with weird shit over there.
Look at this creepy lady. You know who she looks like? She looks like something from what's it? Willow or no, not Willow. The Dark Crystal. Did you ever watch The Dark Crystal?
She looks like if somebody left Thandie Newton in the trunk of a car for a week and a half.
Who's Thandie Newton?
She's from Westworld.
Oh.
Oh yeah, this is all fucked up.
Yeah, creepy.
There's nothing. What's this? What's impressive about this?
Well, it's not her appearance.
This
that's
is
impressive.
Some,
it's her. No, it's her capability.
This is some Hall of Presidents robotics. This is some broken, creepy shit. What is this? I mean, is she doing something that's smart? Because otherwise,
yeah, she's a fucking robot, Kyle.
It's just moving around and blinking.
I got it on mute.
It's moving around and blinking.
It's on
like
mute.
Pirates
you don't
of
know
the
what Caribbean. Saying.
This is some entry level Disney shit.
No, you just hate
and if
it.
It's smart, why do you need to give it a human face? Let it. You know what? Mm-hmm. Let it have a conversation with me like a human. I don't need a rubber mask on it, making it look that scary.
Yeah.
If it's just a box with a light. But that can be like, how was your day? Oh, you know, that's what I would like. I don't want it to look like a jittery human being.
Jittery human being.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing to look at.
Yeah, I mean, she's creepy. Let me show you. Spot 2.
Stop showing me
Boston
stuff.
Dynamics has also got another.
Boston Dynamics.
Got another robot.
Boston fucking Dynamics. That
fucking robots are off the fucking chain, son. look at Mini Spot
all it
here.
Does.
Look at these little motherfuckers. Look at that little bastard. Oh my God, that's creepy. The four-legged little fucker.
Oh
just
yeah.
Walking around
like
smelling
a dog.
Shit.
They have several dog-shaped robots finding the door, and they're just letting them out in the world.
Yep, there they go. Fucking A.
Well, that's the Spot 2 robot.
Uh-huh.
One crawled underneath the other one.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a Black Mirror thing where those were coming after people. Did
really?
You see that Black Mirror episode?
No, I've never seen that show.
Like these were running through the forest chasing people?
Oh, my God.
Like when that's – because that's the best way to traverse – is having articulated appendages.
Four of them.
Yeah, instead of wheels or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like clearance and being able to have four different, adjusting to four different levels of elevation.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little fucking Baranosaurus Rex fucking head.
What?
No, that's Tyrannosaurus.
Did you say Baranosaurus Rex?
I did.
I'm listening to you for the research on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said Brontosaurus Rex.
What's the big one that ate a bunch of
this
vegetables?
This episode's over.
What's the big dinosaur? You know what I'm talking about. The long neck.
Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus. Okay, so
you
I got it right.
You can't put Rex on the end of any
dinosaur. I added a Rex to it. Okay, that's fine. That was close enough. This is not an episode about dinosaurs. Cut me some slack.
That's not an episode about anything.
It's about fucking robots. Gia, she's... All right, Kyle, let's get down to what we really want to talk about on this episode.
You want to get down to it now? Because we're...
You got money. You got disposable income. Fuck robot, yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
You say that now.
No.
No?
What level of technology?
What do you mean?
It's no. I don't even want to look at the face on these things.
Gia ain't bad.
No.
You're looking at being a 48. She's
You want to move a full human body around your house.
What do you mean move? Just keep it in the closet. Turn it off.
And then you got to take it out.
Uh-huh.
And put it somewhere comfortable
uh-huh.
for yourself even.
Yeah.
I'm not. No. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, hey, pardon me.
And then you're just going to have a room in your house where you know that there's a fuck robot.
That's
in the
where
closet.
I keep my fuck. That's my fuck closet.
But then you're just going to do stuff in that room knowing that that's there?
You don't have to do it in there. Bring her in bring her into the store chamber.
Don't use my current home. Don't use my current place of residence. I mean, I definitely double duty her and keep her in a passenger seat to use the carpool lane.
Yes.
I'd probably get more use out of a fuck robot for a carpool lane, mm-hmm. Jimmy, but that's...
Well, they're here. Fuck robots are here, Kyle. It's the wave of the future. And it's all fun and games, us talking about the female fuck robots, but there's male fuck robots, too.
Well, I would only hope so.
With big old bionic dongs.
I would only hope so.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to...
Yeah, what happens when it does a robot thrust or just a donger?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, economically, you're building a whole robot. What if you just have the dinger go in and out and then the thing stay this thing the robot the body's static.
Oh god. This is not a three parter, by the way. We're the well's running dry.
Oh, you don't get another hour out of this?
No. Let me tell you some other reasons why people think that we're not gonna have we're not gonna experience the singularity. I mentioned that intelligence is multidimensional. Another reason, intelligence is not the solution to all problems, some nerds say.
You telling me that intelligence is multidimensional mm-hmm. is killing me.
For example, even the best machine...
There's like a lot of layers to the smarts.
Like an onion. Even the best machine analyzing existing data will probably not be able to find a cure for cancer. It will need to run experiments and analyze results to discover new knowledge in most areas. This is true, however, intelligence can lead to better designed and managed experiments, enabling more discovery per experiment. History of research productivity should probably demonstrate this, but data is quite noisy. And what? Noisy? What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. Did you read this before?
I don't know.
Why couldn't it cure cancer? Why couldn't the idea of... okay,
because it would have to run different experiments, and they think that it doesn't understand which experiments to run.
I mean, but the idea of cancer is it's rogue cells killing mm-hmm. themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if it's a matter of just proteins? And now again, of course, we're talking out our ass, mm-hmm. but it's a matter of. You know, again, the nanobots going into the body and killing the rogue cells.
Mm-hmm.
If you eliminate the rogues, is it that your whole body or that you have the propensity to create rogue cells? So it's never going to... It's like you haven't got a town full of people that always want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they might not want to fight for 20 years of life, 30 years of life, 40 years of life. Everybody in that town is always going to want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So say a little riot breaks out in front of the fucking IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
You get the nanorobots go in there. You kill all those people. Those are the fighters.
Mm-hmm.
But is cancer that everybody in the town still has the propensity to want to fight? Or did you get that one group of people that are just shitty and want to fight each other? And you eliminated those, and now the town lives in peace. This is a terrible metaphor, but that's what I'm using right now.
It's a pretty good metaphor.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or will the technology be able to neutralize the cancerous cells, you know, find out what is causing a tumor. What is a cancerous cell? Reprogram that cell. I mean, I'm not well versed on the technology.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or will it be like, oh, here's, we'll just change out your blood. I don't know. Now I'm over my head.
Hey,
I'm
it was a good try, Kyle.
I'm just trying to understand. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at the good.
Yeah.
And so I always go towards the bad, especially with technology. I think we're doing a lot of things because we can, not because we should. Mm-hmm. Or we're not even aware of the consequences. Like, we're not even aware of the consequences of just ordering shit through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Just how easy it is. And look at your trash can in front of your, if you live in a city, in an apartment, look in your trash can, how many boxes, just Amazon boxes, because everybody got everything through Amazon.
By the way, the last two things I've ordered from Amazon never showed up.
Well, you might have theft in your neighborhood.
I ordered Katie a Golden Girls t-shirt and some Black Cat earrings. Never showed up.
Did you track it?
Yeah.
You can track it through Amazon.
It's still, I don't understand what they're trying to tell
me. Go to it right now. Does it say it was delivered?
No, it doesn't say it's delivered. But it's been like over a month for both of them.
Look, yeah, but if you ordered it through some third-party seller on Amazon, it could be coming from China or a weird place, and it takes a long time. Go to your account right now.
The earrings are coming from China.
Go to your account right now. I'll say if it's been delivered. And if it's been delivered, then you can follow up on it. But now, okay, so they got their own trucks and everything to deliver, but it's that mix between technology saying it's taking jobs away from people. Now you have this workforce that at Amazon that's supposed to be treated like shit because of how much they have to work to keep up with what technology has provided me and you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that there's warehouses and people working crazy shifts just to be able to ship your cat earrings in the 2 days that they promised you.
Mm-hmm.
So... you just, now we're just hanging out while you're looking at your
Amazon. Yeah, I'm just tracking this baggage. Last activity was February 10th. Hand over to airline.
You're not getting that shit. Hand over to airline?
Cute little cat earrings.
From China.
I'm a sucker for that. Those Instagram ads.
What is it? This isn't Amazon. This says Global Canio.
They came from China.
.com.
Little Chinese cat earrings.
Yeah, this isn't Amazon.
Oh.
Those websites in Chinese, Dave.
Oh. I just think everything comes from Amazon.
No, nothing about this is Amazon. Look at this website, Dave.
I thought it was Amazon.
No, did you do this with a credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Katie likes cats. She likes earrings.
Then go to Amazon. This is a Chinese website.
Huh.
Oh, no, you're not getting these.
You don't think so?
No. No.
The payment was in a different currency.
Oh, Dave.
It had the weird... $13.99 weird symbol.
Did you pay yen?
Guess I'm paying yen.
Did you pay in yen?
I don't know how much
just
yen I pay.
Just check your bank.
Oh, God.
Check your bank, Dave.
Oh, it's always
Were we just, whose balls were we just busting?
Ryan
about
Singer.
Doing it? Well, I was saying that for you to not
say
his name.
No, I fucking throw him under the bus. Our friend of the show, Ryan Singer.
You bought $30 cat earrings from China, and your account's going to be empty in
this
2 days.
Fucking idiot. God.
Don't throw idiot around right now, Dave.
Ryan's an idiot. I love him.
Where did you get Amazon from?
I just assume everything is from Amazon.
Look, it doesn't even have a regular website address.
Well, let me rephrase the statement.
It says global.cainiao.com.
Speaking of online commerce,
yeah.
I got some shit that ain't showed up. How's that a different story? Who gives a fuck if I said Amazon or not?
Because Amazon has a follow-through. Global.kinio.com. The first thing before help looks like an antenna and a male bathroom symbol. That's what the symbols are. Then the next button is in English, and it says help. But look at this. This looks like the Deadpool logo.
Uh-huh.
It's a Deadpool logo. And then a men's restroom sign if the guy had a big upper body, whatever that means in Chinese. And then help.
Looks like a laundry.
And help, I bet you it says, fuck you in Chinese. That's what I bet you it says. Says not found under help.
Oh, damn it.
Look at this.
Well, they got 14 of my yen.
You know what that is? $6.
I guess that's
they got 14 of my yen.
Yeah, just to go ahead and throw them completely under the bus. Ryan Singer, our good friend. Come on, I'll tell.
It doesn't pertain.
Well, he got all his money stolen because he's dumb and he responded.
So go listen to Ryan Singer's podcast and give him money. Ad. Just let him know he's...
All right, I'll just say this to our listeners. Don't respond to any voiceover gigs on Craigslist.
Well, just don't accept a check on Craigslist.
Yes.
Also, don't buy anything...
I love you, Ryan.
Don't buy anything from global.kanio.com.
They're cute earrings, though, man.
Yeah, it's because they only had to make them once and take a picture of them and wait for you to give your credit card information. Hmm. So let's hesitate on making fun of Ryan Singer... Hmm. Well, your fucking debit card's floating around Beijing right now.
You know, my shit almost got hacked again the other day.
Oh, I can't believe it. Somebody... I don't think it's called hacked when you just gave them the information.
Hmm. Oh, well.
I can't believe you turned your computer around when I'm like, well, just track it through Amazon. And you turned your computer around and showed me a fucking Chinese website.
I'm tracking it. I got you guys. I'm watching.
You know what? You should call customer service. Uh-huh. That'll be another episode in and of itself. Oh, what's that? You don't want to do the accent?
Ain't saying nothing. I want to real bad.
You guys, I eat your food all the time. This is unfair. I'm supporting your community here in Los Angeles. Least you can do is mail me the goddamn cat earrings.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Let's bring it in. And we're not even landing this. This thing's crashing and burning.
Watch out for the robots, everybody.
Yeah, watch out for the robots. They'll promise you cat earrings, take your credit card information.
That's how it starts. Singularity's coming.
Tell me you pick up the phone for robocalls, too.
Oh, scam likely?
I got a guy. Yeah, I got.
I always answer.
I got
scam
a guy
likely.
To tell me to go fuck myself on one of those.
No
small victory.
What'd he say?
It was just like American Pharmacy. Where it was like, "This is American Pharmacy, Keeley." There, they always get my name wrong. I just go, "Hello,
Keeley."
Yeah, yeah.
I never heard of Kyle.
I told you when I was no, because it's a weirder name for if somebody doesn't know the English language. When I was in Hawaii, somebody's like Keeley yeah. Kanane. I was like, "Yeah, I bet that's my name."
That's good.
But so I always just do the I can't hear him thing. So I go, hello? Like, oh, yes, is Kalei there? It's American Pharmacy. I'm like, hello? Yes, Kalei is the American Pharmacy. Hello? And then this guy goes, fuck you fucking asshole, and hangs up. He hung up on me. He was mad at me. The robocall guy got mad at me. I was like, that is some... misconstrued anger, my friend.
I always act like I'm happy to hear from him. Oh, hey, man.
I've done that. I've been like, I'll buy it all.
What's up, dude?
I've been like, give it to me. What are you selling?
Dave's taking a shit right now. Can I leave a message?
All right.
Oh, God. What happened to all my whiskey?
You put it in your mouth. You fucking sold it to this Chinese website.
It went bye-bye in my belly. What's going on, Kyle Kinane?
We're not starting a new episode.
Oh, shit. We're ending one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Should we end with anything?
What you want to plug?
There's nothing.
You got nothing? Today is March 19th.
Is it?
Where are you going to be, Kyle?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
The other day.
Uh-huh.
Let me see where I'll be tomorrow.
Where you going to be?
I'm at Go Bananas tonight.
Are you really? You're doing Go Bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place.
That's the comedy club I played when my dad died.
All right. Well, I'll be there tonight, and I hope my dad doesn't die. He went bananas.
He did. Oh, God.
This is ending.
What's happening?
Very strange.
What other date you got to plug, Kyle?
What happened to your dad? He went bananas. That's what the doctors say anyway.
I might come hang out. I'm near you right now.
Where are you going to be?
I got a couple days off. I'm off today.
What town are you in today?
I've been on tour. I'm off today. I might go over to Cincinnati and hang out with you.
Come on down.
On the 21st, I'll be in Baltimore at Joe Squared. That'll be fun. And then on the 22nd, we'll both be in Pittsburgh for a sold-out live Boogie Monster at Club Cafe, the Burning Bridges Fest.
And Wednesday night, I'm in Morgantown, West Virginia.
I like that spot.
You been there? You got something on the 20th?
Where
are you on the 20th?
I'm just wandering. I got like 4 days off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I might just follow you around.
I promise nothing. Maybe a little Dave Stone.
Maybe I'll just fucking Grateful Dead your ass. I go to every show he goes, he does. Just following you.
Well, Grateful Dead your ass. fucking smoke a bong and cram my fist full of beaded jewelry up
it. Been following Kyle around for the last 20 years. Comic of the Week. We've already done this.
We got a Comic of the Week?
Yes, we do. We've already plugged him a couple times, but now his special is free on Amazon Prime. If you got Amazon Prime, check out our good buddy Andy Sanford. He's got a great special called Shameful Information, streaming free on Amazon
Prime. His stuff's on Amazon?
Yeah.
Good for Andy.
Recorded live at my beloved Star Bar in Atlanta, Georgia.
Some of the best joke writing in the biz, I'll say.
Man, Andy's a fucking great joke writer. He's so damn funny, and he's so
real
dry.
Real subtle.
Yeah, real
sneaks
subtle.
Up on you.
Yeah. One of my favorite jokes. This isn't on the special, so he won't mind. I doubt it's on the special. He goes,
let's just do his whole special right now.
I learned the other day that the national deficit is $17 trillion. $17 trillion. Mm. That's more money than I make in a year.
That was a terrible Andy
Sanford. Yeah, that's not a good Andy Sanford impression.
But that's how good the joke was.
Yeah, yeah.
It Andy's superseded your horrible impression.
Andy's so damn funny. Comic of the Week a couple of times, but now it's on Amazon Prime for free. Shameful Information. Check that shit out and throw him a review and a rating. He got a couple of negative reviews because some real fucking idiots don't understand subtlety. But so
there's chumps out in the world.
Yeah, there's chumps.
The guy gave me one of my YouTube videos a bad review, and then because I'm a creep, I looked him up, and he's a professional keyboard player that wears satin pirate shirts on stage. And I was like, I'm glad this man doesn't like me.
Yeah, I don't want my shit to be liked by everyone.
Yeah, there's definitely, when you find out somebody doesn't like you and you get a little creepy online, you're like, who's this motherfucker? And you're like, whew, dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I do not want this guy being a representative of what I'm doing in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
I don't want this guy telling one of his speed dates that he's into Kyle Kinane. All right.
That's it. That's all you get. You got to leave. You don't have to go home.
Shut up.
But you can't.
The Boogie Monster.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.